Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm broadcasting live from Woodlands, Texas at the Insperity Championship. It's a Champions Tour tournament here in north of Houston. It's been sponsored by Insperity for the last 7 years. Having a great time, but right now we're going to talk about something else with our good friend Adrian Ott. Adrian is the CEO of Exponential Edge, the author of The 24-Hour Customer. She knows a thing or two about how to take care of customers. Adrian Ott, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Glad to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. Adrian, it's come to my attention that this is Customer Service Week. Have you heard anything about that?
Oh, yes. You've got it. This is the week that we're celebrating customer service individuals, and you know, there are so many hardworking people in customer service that really take care of our customers. And you know, some companies are doing a wonderful job and really celebrating their customer service employees. And some, I wrote an article recently where some companies are not doing such a good job, and it's affecting their ability to serve customers.
You know, when small business owners, when the classic small business owner hears you say, their customer service employees, they kind of chuckle. Because as you know, in a small business, everybody's a customer service employee.
They are, absolutely. And, you know, it's really interesting when you look at various companies out there. Like, look at what Zappos did and how Zappos really differentiated themselves in this space. But also, there's a company I work with for my own company called GoDaddy.com.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons that I use them is that I can call them up and they have a live person that gets right on the phone. You don't go through a long phone tree, and mm-hmm. it's not a big hassle, and these people really answer the phone, and they try to do a good job for you. So I
one
really
of the things
that you
wrote about in your article, and I think it's really important to point out, And small business owners don't need to get the idea that these examples are just big business examples, because we have our own way of doing these things. You talked about some of the ways that corporate company policies, whether it be employee policy or customer service policy or whatever it may be, sometimes they really get in the way. They may serve the company, but they don't serve the relationship, do they?
No, they don't. And that is what I wrote about in a recent piece in the Harvard Business Review, is how a lot of large companies are so focused on meeting their scorecard or their metrics that they're strangling their customer service employees from enabling them to make decisions that are right for the customer and the customer.
When you say their metrics, tell us what you mean by that.
Well, for example, I have a story in my article where I talk about some soldiers coming back from Afghanistan. They were deployed, they were coming back, and they were on their final leg home with Delta Airlines, and the Delta wanted to charge them for a fourth bag. Now, mind you, the bags that they were carrying included their gear that they mm-hmm. needed to do their job.
Right.
And can you imagine coming home from long service serving your country and to have
right.
this large corporation
they weren't going to let them on the plane either, were they?
No, they weren't going to let them on. And they were tired. And
well, why did the employee make that decision?
Well, I think that what happened is the employee really didn't make the decision. What made the decision was a metric or a scorecard that the company had that said, you know, we need to make profit. We need,
right.
And they have this policy for this. And so I'm willing to bet that the customer service employees that were working with the soldiers probably knew that this wasn't right, but they were not empowered to be able to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm. You know, I know of another story, not unlike this, where I was at a gate. I was at an airport at a gate, and a plane had they just closed the door on to the ramp to the plane, and three soldiers came running up trying to catch that plane, and the plane hasn't left. It had not pushed back or anything, and the door closed, and the employee said, "I'm sorry, we've already locked the door on this flight.
Oh.
And they kind of slouched their shoulders and looked around and walked away. And I walked up and I said, "Ma'am, that plane hasn't left. Surely you can do something about this." And I just turned around and walked away. And you know what? She in about 5 minutes, she opened the door and they let the boys on the plane. Now, she made a decision. And I'm not saying she would have. I think she would have come to it on her own. But she made the decision. You know what? This is a rule we can break.
But see, that's the power of letting your employees make decisions in these certain situations. You can't place a rule on every situation that you're going to face with a customer.
What a lot of big companies worry about is if they give their employees too much authority, too much power, they lose control of those metrics, and it can get out of hand. But isn't that what managers are for? I mean, you don't give every mm-hmm. if your company's large, you don't give everybody ownership. But you've got to give it to somebody, don't you?
Well, I agree with that completely. And also, I think a lot of that has to do with training your employees. And, you know, sometimes just the value of saying, doing the right thing for your employees. We used to have that when I worked at HP a long time ago. It's like, do what's right for the customer. Do what's right for the customer.
Right.
Make it right.
Right.
And that went a long way toward building judgment. Obviously, there's training behind that, but it was very.
But the main thing is
here's the main thing.
Never let the ability to make a decision about what's going on in front of you. Never let that situation be very far away from a person who has the authority to fix it.
That's correct. I think that's 100% what's needed here, and I think that this is a great opportunity for small businesses, because so many big companies don't get this right.
But Adrian, don't be naive. This kind of thing happens in small businesses all the time. When we come back, I want to talk about that with Adrian. Adrian, give us your website quickly, please.
24hourcustomer.com.
All right, so check it out. The book is called The 24-Hour Customer. Adrian Ott and I will be right back. It's 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.